Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, Pats people and Foxborough friends? Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here. Happy holidays, merriest of Christmases, all the good tidings, joy, and cheer to one and all within the sound of my voice and out there in Patriots Nation. I mean, honestly, is there much else you guys could ask for? Your team is 12-3. They're 2 wins away from taking back the East. Finally, 5 years. What a long wait. You guys also, thank you so much for the suffering you endured, your patience, your strength, your resolve. How did you go all those years without playoffs? I jest, I kid. We're having fun. Anyway, you guys know the deal. Patriots are 12-3. Awesome comeback win 28-24 against the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday night. And now the task at hand is simple. The Patriots need to win the final 2 games to lock out the Bills from the AFC East and guarantee at least the 2 seed. if Denver were to drop one of their final two games, and they have the charred husk of the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on, I think, Amazon Prime or Netflix or wherever, who cares, on Christmas Day. That's a dub for Sean Payton, eat a bag of bone, Nixon company. So it basically is going to come down to that last game in January, first week of January for them. I think January 4th, they play the Chargers. I picked the Chargers to win the AFC West. I think they can do it. Old Herbie the Love Bug and Captain Khakis himself, Jim Harbaugh, I think they can win. That would give the Chargers the West, make them, I believe, the 2 seed. That would give the Pats the 1 seed and the highly coveted playoff bye, which would be magnificent, spectacular, humongous, huge for the Patriots. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. Anyway, a little bit of a unique week here on Six Rings. Obviously, we're taking a little time away from WEEI Afternoons, so we won't have a lot of the same interviews that we pass along from over the air to the podcast feed. I do believe we'll, at the end of the week, have a quick little preview of the Patriots traveling to Meth Life, and what a gift that is to have to go to North Jersey right after Christmas. You would almost think that someone ended up on Santa's naughty list for that one. But it's Pats versus Jetropolitans, a potentially dangerous team. I wouldn't say trap game by any stretch, but considering how dinged up the Patriots are, it'll be a little bit of a challenge. Aaron Glenn fighting for his job. You got a bunch of people looking for gigs or to remain employed in the NFL on the other side in the form of the Jets Sunday. So a little bit of a dangerous game. And then I think, obviously, the game against the Dolphins, the home finale on January 4th, should be a no-brainer. However, I did just want to share this with you guys. Had a chance to just chat for 20 minutes with my pal Matt Perrault at Sports Talk. Matt, you guys probably know and follow him. Great dude, knows his game very well. Hosts a great daily live stream and gambling show called The Bostonian versus The Book. Matt used to work in Boston as well. He was on WEEI for a couple of years. And we connected for a nice little pre-holiday chat about how far the Patriots have come, what our new expectations are, why is Drake May so great, how impressive it was that Drake passed, in both of our eyes, his final regular season test, which was coming back from the disappointment of the Buffalo game. And finally, this sophomore kid, the sophomore sensation, the second-year superstar, the wunderkind, Drake May, finally now has a fourth quarter come from behind win, and he did it on the road against a team, I don't say what you will about not playing Derrick Henry enough and Lamar going out and whatever else. Baltimore wanted that game and they were ahead and it looked bleak. And then Drake May snatched victory right out of the disgusting Inner Harbor mouth of the Ravens and turned it into a win for the Pats. So Matt and I sort of celebrate all these things, go through a couple of playoffs, scenarios and permutations, variables and whatnot. Anyway, thought you guys would enjoy the chat. So here's your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and our guy, Matt Perrault from the Bostonian versus the Book at Sports Talk. Matt, you can check him out every day. Here's us talking some Patriots before the holidays. I hope you guys have an incredible holiday. We'll catch up on the other side of the holiday. Everybody eat well, drink up. God bless. Enjoy the time off. And as always, go Pats. Thanks for listening.
All right, it is a festive time of the year. Patriot fans are celebrating because, well, the team keeps on winning, and it's the holiday season. We bring on our good guy, Fitzy. What's up, my friend? Happy holidays. Good to see you.
Oh, cheers and ice cold playoff beers right back at you, baby. You know, I got to tell you, honestly, like the like little peppermint crusted rim on my spiked hot chocolate these days isn't just the Patriots being awesome, isn't just the Patriots being atop the AFC East, having a shot at the number one seed, being 12-3. It continues to be that sweet, sweet schadenfreude of knowing how much it pisses off the rest of the world that the Patriots have a coach, that their quarterback is a dude, and that they just skip the timeline. Like, you travel enough, right? Like, sometimes, like, even if you're TSA pre, someone at the back of the line who's at least 300 families behind you just gets to skip all the way to the front, and you turn around and you look and you're like, WTF, why is this person getting the pat down with the shoes on and not even taking out the laptop right now? And it's never really explained. It's just they know somebody. These things happen. That's exactly who the Patriots are right now. And the rest of the NFL is those families with like 7 kids screaming, juggling cell phones and bags of overpriced au bon pain food for the airplane.
So obviously you're at EEI and you do afternoon drive on WEI, but somebody sent me something that they did not know that you did. And I know you do this, but I'm curious if you could tell the audience, because it's a whole separate side of what you do. They sent me a review that you did of a brown butter bourbon.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know how many days ago, a week's ago, I don't know when you did it, but how did you get into the alcohol tasting world? Because they were stunned. They're like, wait a minute. I thought this is like when people find out that I do car reviews, they're like, what the hell are you doing a car review for? So I review cars. I'm like, well, Fitzy's been doing beer reviews and do alcohol reviews for a long time. But when did that start?
Oh, I did it out of the blue a couple of years ago. I was working, I was still with EEI, but it was back when I wasn't on afternoon drive. I was the Brock Holt, Lou Merlone, just, you know, plug me in wherever you need me at any given. You know, I was like one of the Ventrone brothers for the way back people, for people that's the, if you know, you know, like, you know, yeah. I'll play anywhere you need me to, coach. So I thought it'd be fun to like start an Instagram following a YouTube show reviewing, breweries. I called it Pint Club. The first rule of Pint Club is everybody talks about Pint Club because it's the golden age of craft brewing. And yeah. Also as a functioning, fun-loving alcoholic, I also, or rather, excuse me, I call myself a palcoholic because I only enjoy drinking with my friends. Amen. So I got into the business and of just reviewing beers, visiting breweries, you know, discount Guy Fieri type of production value. And next thing you know, people are sending you sent beers and boozes and whatnot. They're just like, would you review this? Would you mind? Like, would you taste some of this and give it a spin on the socials? Like, yeah, I will, because A, it's free booze and who doesn't love it? And B, it helps connect another audience that is directly related to what we do. Because every time you sit down with your salespeople or I talk to the money folks over at Odyssey and whatnot, they're always like, well, whatever we can do to get into the 25 to 54 demographic. And you know what those people do? The same thing you and I do. They sit in traffic, they coach youth sports, they bang out beverages around their solo stove, their fire pits and whatnot. And on occasion, they'd love a trusted voice to tell them, yes, in your eggnog this year, you should definitely have some Taffer's Brown Butter Bourbon.
Is it good? Like, legitimately,
oh, delicious.
Is it good? Wow.
Oh, so, oh,
you was, sold me. I watched it. I was like, okay, now I want to drink.
Yeah.
I want to try it. It's good.
Well, that's the Funkel Fitzy effect. Like, every time I finish a sports hit or a beverage review, hopefully at the end of it, you're saying, I want to watch some football, and I could absolutely go for a Bev.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Very, very cool. All right. I just wanted to ask you about that. All right. So let me ask you about the overall feeling in New England, because this is anti-Puritan history patriotism, because they're 12-3. MVP, we'll get to it in a little bit, but Drake May did what everyone said he could not do, because the I call it the felgarization of the Boston media, that everybody had to point out all the negatives that, well, Drake May is not clutch. Drake May in this offense, they blew it against the Buffalo Bills. It was Drake May's fault why they lost to Buffalo. And I just was like, what are we doing? It's a single loss. It's not a big deal. They scored 31 points. The defense is banged up. There was no Milton Williams. There was no Robert Spillane. Why are we freaking out?
Did Drake, quick question, did Drake May give up 5 touchdowns in a row?
Right. I don't.
It's not that Bugs Bunny episode, like Drake May at safety, Drake May defensive tackle, Drake May defensive end, Drake May linebacker, Drake May cornerback, like Drake May punt returner. Like,
right.
I mean, like, yeah. Did he kind of look as flummoxed or as out of sorts as he was in the first game of the year, which also happened to be home against a Raiders team that he had no business losing to whatsoever? I mean, the argument can be made. The Patriots should be.
Fault,
it's not your fault, Drake. It's not your fault. I mean, they could be 15-0 at this point, which is just adding insult to injury and to the rest of
football-loving America's misery.
They should be
15-0. I mean, you
turn the ball over 6 friggin' times against the Steelers, right? Twice on the goal line. RIP to the book. He's somewhere laughing now, you son of a bitch. And then you lose to the Raiders week 1, and they've got one of the worst offenses in history. They had the highest priced offensive coordinator, who they valued so much that Brady and bowl cut Davis canned him a couple weeks ago. They are a trash fire. But the Buffalo game, this was not a referendum on Drake May. This was not an abject organizational failure. This should not have been adding 93 grade premium fuel to the Cam Newton fool's gold fire. That what happened was he got a little confused. The offense, they scored 24 points in the first half. They didn't have their best day. Buffalo's secondary is excellent. And that was without Christian Benford as well. So that's why Buffalo needs to be taken seriously down the stretch, especially with a path for Super Josh now cleared out that has no Burrow, no LaMarvelous, and no Mahomie. So he's going to be extra motivated. And these clashes are going to be epic for years to come. But, I mean, come on. Like, the spine of your defense was gutted. No Milton Williams, no Spillane, a banged-up secondary. Josh Allen does Josh Allen things sometimes. And, yes, that's where the Drake has no clutch agenda really took flight.
And then you get to a fourth quarter in which Drake May was on fire. And yes, if you want to go negative, you can point out the dropped interception that happened on the drive that the Patriots scored the go-ahead touchdown. Mm-hmm. That if that pick happens, the narrative around Drake May is completely different.
And Tom Brady's epic comeback in the 2018 AFC Championship also involves D Ford lining up offsides by, 3 fingernails, but it was still offsides. Yeah, and also had a drop pick on that drive as well. It's funny how history always favors the winners and the champions, and we are able to sort of rewrite it. But if we're going to be complete revisionistas here, we have to remember everybody F's up along the way to greatness.
Yeah, and things break your way. You get bounces. That's just sports. That's just how things go. And then when you have a chance to do the LeBron James walk off, throw the touchdown pass and run the other way type stuff, I loved it. For the first time, I went, okay, Drake knows. Like, that's the first time I saw it where he now knows what is going on, and he feels like this team has something special going and they could wind up doing something really special. And that goes back to Mike Vrabel. Would you say Mike Vrabel is coach of the year? I mean, I know there's some really great candidates. Liam Cohen's in a conversation, obviously. So is Sean Payton. But where do you put Vrabel in the coaching pantheon of the AFC right now?
I mean, Mike Vrabel was the MVP of this team until they snapped the ball week 1 in Foxborough back in September. He was the face of the organization. He was everything they could and should have marketed around. Drake had yet to prove that he was anything more than a raw, dynamic prospect. And over the course of the first 2 months, he obviously became the wunderkind, and he is everybody's new favorite everything, and you can't find the jersey, and he was 2 in Pro Bowl voting, and he's an MVP candidate. But Vrabel, to me, is hands down the coach of the year. But I think The same way, no, I hate getting into the, who was more responsible for the dynasty? Was it Kraft? Was it Belichick? Or was it Brady? 617-779. I hate that. You know,
agreed.
I mean, if we have to divvy it up, yes, Brady maybe a little more. And then obviously Belichick and Kraft for taking the plane ride and convincing Brady to take less and finding a way to deal with Belichick.
Yeah. Right. Thanks.
You know, all that. Right. But right now, this is the new one to me is Vrabel and McDaniels. And Drake May, because Vrabel has been awesome in reestablishing the culture, blowing out the entitlement, and creating a team where hard-ass vibes are welcome, but so are these new sort of like contemporary feelings-based agendas where like he understands these guys and he coddles them at the right moment. You see all those videos of him dapping up everyone on the way to the locker room.
I love that.
If they win by one or 100, he tells them to celebrate it because it's so hard to win in the NFL. But then when he needs to, he's able to dial up the prick-o-meter just enough to like, you know, be a jerk to the media, but a fun loving one. And also like demand the most out of his guys. McDaniels is doing incredible work, both with the offense and developing Drake and taking him out of that mom jeans offense that Alex Van Pelt designed last year. Good QB coach, not a great NFL OC. And then Drake, what he's been able to do, I mean, the guy can throw the ball 85 yards with a flick of a wrist. He's probably faster than most of his receivers. And an underrated element of this too, Matt, is, you know, he grew up, you know, with three and, you know, I like to call them like the Waffle House Gronkowskis. You know, they're like it's a total Cracker Barrel Gronkowski family, a bunch of older brothers probably beating each other up, farting on his head growing up, like making sure to, you know, humbling him and keeping him very low key. But also his dad was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he grew up by his dad's side watching film. So the kid at, you know, at age six isn't sitting there in front of like his Nintendo playing video games or, you know, dropping a bunch of F words on a Call of Duty live chat. But instead is breaking down film with his dad. So he sees the field differently because of experience. He got those 10,000 hours at a very early age. So where he is now is something special, but it's all attributable to the his work, his family, Josh, and Vrabel, who I think absolutely has to be coach of the year. And to what they just did real quick last Sunday night, I had picked the Ravens. I thought the Ravens would win by like 3-4 points just because I felt the Pats were too banged up. So for Vrabel to find a way to game plan effort and scheme them into a win on the road in that environment, whether or not it was Lamar or Timu Lamar in the form of Snoop Huntley at quarterback, right? And for Drake to go, who was in going into the game 0-13 in fourth quarter comebacks. He had never come back from a deficit in the fourth quarter in the NFL, to be down 11 with 12 minutes left after Derrick Henry absolutely just juggernauted his way through the Patriots defense, and to command the pocket and the field the way he did, to throw that seed, that just beautiful bucket drop to Kyle Williams and do what he did was like that was the lax. I had one box left for Drake to check in the regular season. Orchestrate a fourth quarter comeback, preferably on the road. And he did. So now there's no reason why anybody should discount the Patriots, not just from being a noisemaker in the postseason, but a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance.
Financial services.
Insurance.
Financial services.
Now when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide.
Is both.
Nationwide.
Is both.
For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
What do you make of the leadership that I knew Stephon Diggs potentially could do this because he had done it at different spots? You saw it in Buffalo at times where he would step up and be vocal to his teammates. But I wasn't really prepared for this level of leadership, or at least having Vrabel be comfortable with Stephon Diggs having this level of leadership and the voice he currently commands in the locker room. You saw him down 11 going up and down the sidelines, talking to his teammates about the game's not over, the game's not over. Get your head up. Get your head up, guys. The game's not over. What do you make of the role that he is playing and how important he'll be down the stretch?
Yeah, I don't think it was for like a leadership void the same way that back in the day, Edelman used to run up and down the sidelines and like in Super Bowl 51, it's going to be a hell of a story. It's going to be a hell of a comeback. Or like when they started that great run, when they pivoted the offense towards a power run in the Super Bowl 53 season. You're too old. You're too slow. Right. LFG. Yeah. All those things that people have on T-shirts and tattooed and as Facebook banners in Patriots Nation to this day. I think this there wasn't anyone doing that now. And Steph Diggs naturally just found his way into that role. And the fact that Vrabel has kind of deputized him in a way, like I think when the pink and blue, the party bag video came out during the summertime, yeah. I think Vrabel probably walked up to him and was like, look, normally, you know, when I play golf, everyone gets a mulligan. That's fine. This is yours. This is like your ball sliced into the woods, hit someone in the head. You forgot to yell four. We'll cover it up. Don't worry about it. We'll blame somebody else. But that's it. Like, quit effing around. And, you know, you've got an opportunity to make a lot of money and, you know, really like establish a Hall of Fame legacy for himself, because made the biggest play in the history of the Vikings. Him arriving there, working with Daboll, helps elevate Josh Allen's game from good to very good to elite of the NFL. He was having a phenomenal year with CJ Stroud up until, like, people that forget, he was on pace for over 1,000 yards, 100 catches, and like 8 touchdowns in Houston before he blew out the ACL. And now he comes back and he starts the season 10 months removed from ACL reconstruction surgery, looks legit on the field, still has wide receiver one moves, skill, and acumen. And on top of it, he's become their vocal leader. Like that tagline of the team, we all we got, we all we need, that's copyright Steph Diggs and Cardi B 2025. Like he is feisty. He is fiery. I would absolutely run through a brick wall or charge into 500 swords and spears if I had Steph Diggs leading me into battle like that. It's I didn't realize his emotional leadership game was that on point. He has been, I'd say he's been worth the $23 million off the field. And then of course on when it counts the most, like both of those Sunday night games, he's got 9 catches for over 100 yards. Dude's a baller.
Yeah, fourth down catch was clutch. And
man, that you want to talk about by a CH.
Yeah.
Man, that cornerback was jumping that route and it just, but again, they got it done.
Yeah, they got it done. And thankfully the call on Butte didn't matter, because that would have been the story we'd be talking about today.
Dude, I'm going to tell I have figured out what happened. I think the referee was so impressed by how much pass interference Marlon Humphrey committed. That was my tweet afterwards. Like, maybe the rule is if you commit so much pass interference, it goes 360 that the ref can't call. Like, literally, Booty was wearing a Marlon Humphrey suit as he tried to catch that ball.
It was a hula hoop. He was around his waist and around his thighs, yeah. And no, the ball was not close to being there yet.
Yeah, the same way Steph Diggs basically showed up at the Met Gala wearing Mufasa when he went there with Cardi B like 6 months ago.
Like, really bad.
Oh, hey, Kayshawn, tell us, what are you wearing this fall? Oh, it's a Marlon Humphrey 2025. Holy smokes. Yeah, but luckily that didn't become the story. The story became, wow, Drake orchestrated his first fourth quarter comeback. The Patriots are going to the playoffs. And then guys like the unsung heroes of this team, the people Vrabel believed in and brought aboard to reset the tone, tenor, and culture, like Kalyvon Chasen.
Yeah, what a
making that right with the fumble. Like, that was just massive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Those are the dudes.
Well, let's talk about the other side of the coin, because there is one. The Patriots currently occupy the 2 seed. That puts them in square sights of the Houston Texans and the number one pass rush in the NFL and arguably the best defense in the NFL. And a secondary for the Patriots, as you mentioned, is a bit banged up against a pretty good receiving core. I'm not sold on C.J. Stroud, but he can rewrite the entire story if he goes into Foxborough and knocks off the Patriots if they don't get the 1 seed. So a two-part question. The first is, how concerned are you about the Texans if the Patriots do stay at the 2 spot? And how likely is it in your mind that Denver drops a game and the Patriots wind up with the 1 seed?
Yeah, I think Denver has a tougher schedule ahead than the Patriots.
They do. Chargers are the biggest game. And the Chiefs are a joke on Christmas, so that's a gift. They're playing a third string quarterback, so that's a win. It's all about the Chargers in week 18 for the Broncos.
Yeah. So the you know, charred husk of the Chiefs on Netflix on Christmas Day or wherever they're playing, that's fait accompli. That's done. Yeah. So it basically becomes, you know, we are all Justin Herbert fans on, you know, come early January. Because if the Chargers bump them, the Chargers can win the West. The Chargers would be the 2 seed. Patriots TCOB against, you know, the gangrenous Jetropolitans and then the Lolfins in early January. They go first 14-3, which would just be beyond mind-blowing. Beyond mind-blowing. I had them at 8-9, and I thought that would have been an awesome season to have as many wins as you had in the previous 2 years combined, not finished with one of the franchise's greatest records ever. There's a legitimate chance. I honestly think there's a legitimate chance. I picked Harbaugh and the Chargers to win the AFC West. Okay. So I think Big Jim Khaki Town is going to take it to the Broncos. There's a very good chance the Chargers could win that game, because look what the Jagwagon did. Look what Duval just did a mile high in the football sky. I freaking love that guy.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. By the way, side note, if I want to advance my career at all, or if I just want to get an amazing new job, I'm going to go work as the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers for a year. Because apparently that's what you do.
Right.
Alice, Liam Cohen, you just, you know, just go coach Baker. I know they're down this year, but that's mostly
because the
Buccaneers have been injury riddled. But
it's
very impressive. So I think Pats have a legit shot at the 1 seed. If they don't get it, that's scary. That's Pennywise in the drain. That's a clown outside your window on Christmas morning. Like, you do not want to deal with when you've got Will Campbell coming back off the MCL injury. You've got old man Moses fighting every injury under the sun at right tackle. And you have to deal with two of the 5 best pass rushers in the NFL and Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Oh, and I don't know, act now. And we'll throw in Pollock, Stingley, and Petre as well. some of the hardest hitting, nastiest covering linebacker, hybrid, safety, corners in like that defense just feeds. They are absolute berserkers. And, you know, on a cold Foxborough night, that defense travels like you're looking at a field goal game at most. I'm with you on Stroud. I don't necessarily expect him to come in and carve up the pass, but they've got like a sneaky effective with Nico Collins. Yeah. The Higgins kid has come along. Jalen Noel will make a play or two. And they got the old, don't they have the old Cowboys tight end Schultz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always afraid of the Texans because I think the Patriots and the Texans will forever be linked because of the Letterman jacket game with JJ Watt. And Patriot fans consistently remember the clown show that was that organization at that time.
28-0 before they were even ESPN was even able to throw to commercial on Monday Night Football. That was such a great game.
So that is my worry that like there is something different when the Texans play the Patriots because of what happened and the permanent embarrassment. And then they became the Patriots South for a while and they took over every coach and took every player and the Vince Wilfork era down there.
Casario is the, you know, calling plays down. Yeah. So there are DNA strands. And don't forget, Vrabel worked there as well.
Right. Oh, gosh.
That's where Vrabel was a defensive coordinator. Side note, their defense sneaky sucked that year.
Yeah, but that's a scary. Okay. That's why I am a little bit scared. But let's end it with this because I need you to explain this to people because I get this all the time. Okay. So the Patriots have faced Jackson Dart, Justin Fields, Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, Michael Penix, Dylan Gabriel, Spencer Rattler, Tua, Huntley, Josh Allen, the number of quarterbacks the Patriots defense have faced. And so the angle obviously is the Patriots are fraudulent. Can you explain to people that we don't care, the Patriot fans, that we do not care about who the Patriots played? And it doesn't matter about whatever stat you come up with, because as you mentioned, you thought 8-9. I thought 10-7. We're sitting at a season that could be 14-3 because the Jets and the Dolphins are jokes. No one cares. I don't care who they played. I don't care what they faced from an adversity standpoint. Isn't 14-3 still 14-3?
Yeah, it's still like you don't get to devalue the currency just because of what you paid for. First off, don't forget all these road. They're road warriors. They're 7-0 on the road. They have won every game away from Foxborough. Three of those games were against teams that were predicted to either win their division or be playoff teams. They won in Buffalo Week 5. Which is still, I think, their most complete game of the year. Yep. They won on the road when the Buccaneers were a much better team and less injury ravage.
Fair.
And now they just win on Sunday. Yeah. Ow, it's 7-7. You know, just like my father's old favorite drink. And Lamar only plays 2/3 of the game. And John Harbaugh inexplicably doesn't play Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter. The fix is in. Goodell wants the Pats back. No. Other people make bad decisions based on the pressure applied to them by the Patriots, both with aura and effort on the field as well. And the Ravens had every reason to want to win that game because if they won, then they were setting up a potential win and you're in battle for the North in week 18. Well, that's off the table now because the Patriots came from behind at 24-13 in the fourth quarter. Nobody cares. You can fill the Great Lakes with how little I or any Patriots fan cares about whatever everyone else says about the schedule, the quality of the opponent, or the fantasy waiver wire quarterbacks that they've had to play this year. When they've needed to win, when the Patriots have had their backs against the wall, and when they've played playoff caliber teams, more often than not, they have showed up and showed out. So everyone else can, from old Uncle Fitzy, Cousin Matt, and the gang here on Bostonian Verses of the Book, tuck it and suck it, because the Patriots are back and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Makes everyone pissed off. I'm not going to lie. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the best team in the AFC and nobody's talking about them. They're the best team in the AFC.
Jagwagon. I know. We have to listen. I'm thrilled to do this. Once the regular season is over, before the playoffs begin, please promise me you, me, and Emerson, AKA the Patriots pom-poms and the engineer on the Jagwagon, get together. You know, Emerson will bring the vapes. I'll bring the glizzy.
He'll hide it, though. He'll do the vapes, but he'll hide it.
Oh, he'll try to McDaniels it, too. Just like, we see you vaping on the sideline, coach.
Still one of my favorite parts of the four famous memories of the entire show ever was Emerson, and then you called him out on it. So, yes, we will do a three box with the three of us talking football.
Can't wait, baby.
Before the favor. Fitzy, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it.
This is just the gift that keeps on giving. Much love to you and the entire audience. And Pats fans, The rest of your holidays are gravy because your team is back. And more importantly, it drives everyone else crazy. So on that note, happy holidays.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.